At this stage in the attraction pillar, what's important is that we review where we are in the baseball game. Now, you remember the baseball game gives us a track on which to run, a path in which to follow to make sure that we are marketing step by step in the right order, that we're getting people from their first point of contact with us as strangers to the point at base two, the second base, having gone through first base, where they're eager now to meet with us and start hopefully working with us. And what marketing is about, as you remember, is making sure we get all these steps and these emotional processes in the right order. So the person coming to us is not only emotionally attracted to sitting with us and deciding whether they want to work with us long term, but they're coming to us, if you will, on our terms. That's what's so important about getting marketing right. No point pushing a person to accept your terms unless they are ready to work with you on the terms that you're setting. And marketing, what marketing does as opposed to selling, is it moves people all the way from being total strangers to sitting in front of you, working with you on your terms. Get your marketing right and that's where you'll have the relationship. Now, so far, all we've done is begun to prepare for playing the game of attracting strangers. And we are still in the preparation stage. And what we've done in previous webinars, if you listen to them in a linear or serial fashion, is that we've begun to understand that there's something called positioning. You need to position your service and yourself in the mind of your existing and future clients in such a way that they believe about your business, they perceive your business and your service in the way that you want them to perceive it. And our responsibility in helping you to understand marketing and positioning is to show you, to teach you how you do that to their minds and their hearts. So the tactical view is what we're studying today concerning positioning and the five P's that make up positioning. Because in order to get positioning right before you approach your target market, particularly your niche target market, you need some components to help you achieve that positioning appropriately. And those components are called the marketing mix. And within the marketing mix, there are five major components. And we've touched upon this in a previous webinar, but brief review, there needs to be your product. That is to say, to take your sophisticated and comprehensive and possibly complex service and organize it in such a way that it is very quickly and easily understood. It's that succinct. It's as crisp and clear as if it was a shrink-wrap product that you were explaining and communicating. You need to get your pricing right for your target market, so product and pricing. You need to then package all of this information in such a way that it is easy to understand and very persuasive. So packaging in different formats, whether that be in writing, verbally, and doing that persuasively then leads you, once you've understood how to do that packaging, to answering the question, how do I now go about promoting that package of information to the outside market? What method should I use to reach my market? That's where we are at the moment. So what we're going to do today is have a look at the very first of the P's, product. What exactly do we do to construct a product that people will be persuaded by and be excited by and want to become part of? Before we discuss the first of the five P's, we need to understand things from the client's point of view. The client's mind and heart is the way that you and I need to think and feel. One of the challenges of selling and promoting and marketing a service is that most professionals, financial advisors included, struggle to think and feel as the client thinks and feels. So first of all, we need to get the words that they use in our minds. And these are the words they use for those five components. This is how they see the world. So there you have it. They see your service, your comprehensive, sophisticated service that we're going to call a product, as the solution to their needs and problems. they see the way you price it as either being valuable or not valuable. They see the way that you package all of your messages about you, what you do, and how much it costs to work with you as the information that they really need to make a decision. They see the way that you work with them on an emotional level to get them to take steps forward towards solving their needs and creating their solutions as empathy. Your way of persuading them is empathetic. And they see the way that you promote your service, your product, and all that you've done so far as your way of accessing them on their terms. So that's how they see the world, and this is how you see the world. So understanding that, we're going to have a look at the first of the five P's. We're going to look at what exactly does my product mean? And what must my solution contain? So that's what we're going to focus on for this webinar. Leave the rest alone for the moment. We'll come back to those on future webinars. Your product. What should it contain? What must it have? What must you be able to express before people understand your product? Well, first you need to have a strategy. You need to have a business strategy. We've discussed and touched upon this in great depth in the business strategy pillar, and also we've touched upon it in the service pillar. You've got to have a very clear strategy about how you're going to run your business and how you're going to approach your market. And you must be able to communicate that both internally to your team and to people who are party to your business, and also to your clients. Let them know what it is you're doing and why you're different to other people's, other professionals' strategies. So let them know what strategy you're adopting. In everything that you do, your strategy must come out. Next, your genius. What is it that your business and your service is brilliant at? What does it do superbly, more than just being competent? Then your product must contain services that are relevant to your target market. They may be very exciting, very attractive, but are they at all relevant to the life, the lives, and the needs of that market? Finally, it is always very attractive to talk to the client, the prospective client, about the journey. What do we mean by that? Well, that is saying to the future client and even your existing client, when you start touching with me, when we have different points of touch in our advancing and growing and perfecting relationship, these are the things that happen at each point that we touch. This is how we touch, first of all. This is how we get to talk to each other. This is how we meet. And then this is what happens next. And this is what happens next. And this is what happens next. All the way, perhaps, to the end of the first year of working with us until we reach a point of reviewing where we are in your life. Let the client see how it works, what working with you would look like on a step-by-step journey basis. All of those things need to be included in your product before the client really gets you. If you don't communicate those things clearly, then the risk levels in their heads are higher than they need to be, and there's too much unanswered question going on in their minds and in their emotions for them to leap into wanting to take the next step in the relationship. Get these things clear and succinctly expressed, and you know what you do? You knock down all the barriers of risk that's in their mind. So that's what your product must contain. If it doesn't contain it, you'll be at a disadvantage against competitors who understand that's how it works. Now, we've discussed strategy in other pillars, the business strategy pillar and the service pillar. What we're going to concentrate on today is the genius in your product. So let's have a look at that now. So here's what your genius needs to contain. To be genius, what they believe that you do brilliantly needs to have these components within it. First of all, they need you to be able to very clearly and succinctly express what kind of business are you in? What's the strategy that you're using? How do we know what your future will look like? Where are you heading? What's the direction? What's the vision of your business? Are we impressed by it? And you need to be able to do that very quickly, very clearly, very simply. Next, you need to be able to express, again, succinctly and clearly, what you're superb at rather than just what you're competent at. The things that you're going to be expert at, so that's why they're coming to you, and the things that you're going to delegate and outsource because you know, you recognize and you're astute enough to admit we cannot be brilliant at all things. And those that even suggest to a prospective client we are brilliant at all things really are doing themselves a terrible disservice, shoot themselves in the foot as far as credibility is concerned. That kind of either inherent or assumed statement is really ridiculous. It just destroys all credibility. You can't say that and assume that people are going to accept it. They're not. They're not going to swallow, I'm brilliant at everything. But they will understand and swallow and buy, I'm superb at something specific and I outsource and delegate other things. Next, part of your genius will be, you know what? This is how we behave here. This is how we treat people here, both clients and our team. This is what we stand for. This is our ethos. This is our culture. This is our value system. People are very impressed, deeply moved when they see a company, a business that has a value system to which they gravitate and which they agree with. And when you have no value system, there's not a lot for them to buy into. But when you have a culture, a value system, they think, you know what, I feel that way about business and life too, that will make you so much more attractive, so much more magnetic towards prospective clients. Next, your genius will be how superbly you can communicate that you understand their problems and inherently have the solutions for them. And finally, whether you can communicate crisply, succinctly, and very clearly. These are the outcomes that we deliver when you start working with us. Now, look at that page and appreciate that those five components are what needs to be within your genius statement. This, all these things are what we're brilliant at and what we're really good at communicating to you. When you understand how to crisply and succinctly communicate those things verbally and in writing, then you have genius within your product and your product strength increases significantly, becomes very attractive to your prospective client, becomes almost magnetic, added to the other components within your product. You then have a very, very strong and attractive way of dealing with existing and new clients that they'll buy into very quickly. That's your beginning of your product structure.